Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline.
I'm Tasia.
And I'm Ravina.
And today we wanted to start off this episode with something kind of funny. And it's been named, like the question is, it was a clip that was circulating around Twitter and I believe Instagram as well. So I'm sure it was probably found itself on Facebook. I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
It's everywhere.
But it was a recording of President Obama. He's like walking out of the White House, right? And he's walking and waving, doing his thing. And then he like kind of pats his pockets and then abruptly stops, turns around. And not only does he go back to the house, like he runs back.
Yeah,
like,
he takes a little light sprint.
Yes. Like he,
forgot something.
And yeah, he didn't just like check his pockets. He literally patted himself down and then took a dash running like he forgot something serious.
So the question around the Twitter sphere is, what did POTUS leave behind? So Ravina, what do you think Obama left?
This is my hypothesis, educated guess, what the main man of the free world left behind.
What
I
did
believe
he leave?
It was his bulletproof vest because it seems like he's touching his chest.
Is that bulletproof?
Could be a good one.
Wow, he tapped Ravina, his nice.
Yeah,
guys,
he didn't
I've
just check his pockets. He tapped
I've been
his
watching
whole,
Scandal.
Like,
I know
chest.
What's up.
Okay, but then, okay, so now I want to hear yours, Tasia. So it was either A, bulletproof vest.
Yes.
B,
his phone.
BlackBerry.
He forgot a few phones. Or maybe some money, his wallet.
His wallet.
I don't think he has to pay for anything.
True.
He probably still needs his ID though. I mean, you don't need your ID when you're the president, but you need your ID when you're the president.
I mean, as a man, I think just as a man, as a person, you just have like, your wallet on your person,
right?
You know,
like you just always like, especially as like a man, like you just always have, you know.
Where's his security? Why isn't there a guard of people running with him? Why is he running alone?
He's still on the lawn.
He's
still secured.
He's on the White House property still. He was like just left.
But I'm surprised to see no guard. Standing there though,
but maybe they were sitting there, maybe we just don't see
them. Because the video we see, it's pretty close in.
But I think, well, I was gonna say something like more funny, but I guess we're all being like serious with these guesses,
because he was apparently going on some trip, so
he was taking off somewhere.
Literally he forgot something he wanted to take for sure, because he had to make sure he got it fast.
He just left something that Michelle gave him that he needed to take there. That's what I think. Or like a Michelle tracker. So she's like,
and the way he like signals to someone else as he's like running back, like, I'll be back. Don't worry about it. Like,
I got it. Don't trip. Like,
don't trip off
real
of me.
Real quick. Or maybe a snack. Maybe he left a snack that he puts in his pocket. Because I think the reason why he was patting like his whole chest, because he must have like inside pockets. A little pocket.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
So
there's
maybe
something
that's why
internally
he taps,
that he keeps.
Like, on his chest.
Because he didn't unbutton it and look at it.
So
inside.
It probably
just
was
literally kind of
like touched
BlackBerry.
The air, touched himself.
Or
I
pen.
Find this
maybe
video
has
so cute.
Isn't it? It's really cute.
Like, so cute. Like, I've been watching it like more times than I should
and
admit.
It reminds
like,
me, what's
you
that
run,
one magazine?
Mama, you run.
That has it. I think it might be People or Us. I forget. So don't quote me on who it is. But, the one that will post like pictures, like quirky and funny pictures of celebrities and be like, they're just like us. They enjoy Jamba Juice. Like, or they walk their dog to the
you they know? Go to the gym.
Yeah.
They eat an elk.
Obama's just like us. He forgets his BlackBerry. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And has to run back.
People are like, he's going to be on the Air Force One. He's like, can't start the Air Force One without the keys.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He like
I
forgot his
that.
Keys. Like, keys. Oh, his keys to the airplane.
Keys to the house. Something.
Oh, my gosh. On Twitter, someone wrote Simpa Walker. Was like, must have left his phone in there with Michelle. Shake my head.
Oh, wow.
Like, as in, like, he's going to
like,
go
he's worried
hide
about
his phone.
That. Michelle ain't worried about him and nothing what he's doing.
Obama
Michelle,
forgot
you know
his
what I mean? Michelle ain't worried about him.
He left the iron on.
Like, stove still on.
Yeah, the stove's on. Haven't you guys ran inside. So fast, they're like turned off the freeway, drove home even.
Yeah, because he does turn back like pretty abruptly. Like,
yeah. Like, it was very something important that he left. But I think it was something definitely on his person that he should have been holding with him.
Right.
After, I wish we got videos afterwards after he got out of the house.
Like what
did he come back with?
Yeah.
I know.
Or, you know, or did he have something in his? No, I don't know.
I think that bulletproof vest was a good one.
That was a good guess,
right off the gate.
But then if he ran back, he probably they had to shut off the engine and everything because you got to get undressed, put it on, make
but
sure.
But
maybe
it's all he likes to
out.
Put it on himself and he just forgot to.
Yeah.
Oh.
And or like maybe you know instead of having someone apply it for him, I'm sure he got used to it after all these years.
I don't know. Vest. That's so interesting, though. How he.
You
so
know
what?
What
say
lately,
you, America?
So
we want to know what so you guys think. Isn't he, though?
Yeah, he really
He's
is.
So cute to me. But, like, in a very powerful way. Sorry, Obama. I didn't mean that in any negative fashion.
Obama, can you please come to Golden State Media Concepts and clarify what
come see
you are
us,
going
Obama.
Back in the house to grab? In the house. We, I mean, sorry, the White House.
I mean, that's his house.
That's true.
That's his house, his residency. So, we also wanted to talk about some other things, and there are so with social media, sometimes we find out things about others that we don't necessarily want to know. And then there's also times where, you know, just decisions that are made where people will post things and it's like, okay, you shouldn't have posted that. Or, you know, you'll see people get into like arguments on Twitter or like Facebook, especially
rants,
through the comments,
all that kind of stuff.
And they'll just get to a little,
and I get so intrigued. I will sit there and watch the whole argument play out. Oh my! It's like if you're on my timeline having an argument or just some kind of drama, I'm watching.
Well, I mean, and you do open yourself up for that because it is a public forum.
Yeah.
So when you do post, you take the chance that people are actually going to pay attention
and it's
going to
get
all up in your right. And so this actually, though, this man discovered. Well, found out, excuse me, that his ex-girlfriend was pregnant, and it wasn't because of anything that she posted, and it wasn't due to like an ultrasound picture or somebody calling him or anything like that. It actually had, he found out by accident through Google Play. Now, it's kind of funny because you're probably wondering like, okay, how does somebody find out that another person is pregnant through Google Play? Because at first when I was reading up on this, I was like, oh, did he get like an alert or something? Because you know how like you can sync calendars and things like that in between phones and like tablets and things like that. So I was like, oh, did she maybe forget that their calendars were still linked and added to her calendar, or that she had a follow-up appointment or baby shower, something, you know?
Yeah.
I was wondering how in the world Google Play can notify somebody else that you're pregnant. And it's actually because when you go on Google Play to download a new app and things like that, it will show you on a lot of them the app card. So like we'll just call it card, like, you know, like when you click it to go into the app and read up what it's about. It will also tell you on Google Play if
to
somebody
rate the app.
Yeah. If somebody has rated an app or has like recently downloaded it.
Yeah.
And things like that. So when he opened up Google Play, it was like one of the suggestions.
And he saw that his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend has rated the pregnancy app.
Yes. And so it was.
Why do you rate a pregnancy app unless you used it?
Unless
you were pregnant
it.
For something.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
And you're like verifying it actually works.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That, yeah. There's a lot of times like, because a lot of, yeah. And you have to, I feel from my personal experience, you have to really enjoy the app because you know how apps will ask you to rate them all the time. Mm-hmm. I always push like ignore
cancel.
Or no. Yeah. And so to actually take the time out of your day to rate the app, you must enjoy it. And
it must have really worked for
it.
You.
Yeah.
It was effective.
Yeah.
It was very effective.
So this man did find this out through Google Play, and Google is now, of course, looking into it and trying to figure out how to stop certain things like that, because there have also been complaints of like privacy issues with that.
Yeah.
Because if somebody is a like in your circle, like your Google circle, it'll track. And like that's why it was kind of like up there with some of like the suggestions for him.
Because Google has quoted, well, they said that just by downloading and rating apps, you don't necessarily mean for that information to be shared, but right. it is. And that just pretty much means like anybody with like Pauline, you're saying anybody within your circle, like if you like something and you rated it, next thing you know, it's going to pop up on my page being like, hey, yeah. this person liked it. Do you want to try it type of situation?
And that's weird.
And you don't need to do that for every situation all the time. Like it doesn't always need to be an advertisement, Google. And that was how the downfall here with certain type of apps, there should be privacy and disclosures that let you know, like, hey, you click a certain section saying, would yeah. you like your friends to know that you like this app? Yes or no? And if or I click downloaded no,
something, depending on it, like,
people should not know my downloads.
Yeah, and all my business. I didn't ask you
to know that information.
It sucks because every single thing we do on our phone, it's mm-hmm. like we can't even trust our phone because our information's always going somewhere.
Yeah.
But if right. something as personal as like certain her apps. Ex finding out about her pregnancy, I don't know.
Yeah, because that really she, sucks. He then asked her if she was pregnant, mm-hmm. and she confirmed that it was true.
Right.
So, and then this story doesn't say if it is his baby, right? All that because that's
I was thinking. I was yeah. like, da-da-da, da-da-da. Yeah. I was dun, like, dun, dun. Yeah, I was. Just
you
like,
are the father. Yeah. yeah, I was. That's what I was waiting for, but yeah. it right. doesn't tell us that. It just is literally just about Google. And I wish we can more know more.
See, because now more we want to know him. More. Yeah. And things like that. How far along is she? When did they break up?
Questions. Yeah. Did she rate this app while they were still together? Ooh,
where is the baby now? How healthy is the baby? Yeah. How old is the baby?
Does he want to be in the baby's life?
Wow.
This happened in London, so.
So we'll sure, never know here in the States. We're not going to get this
report. Yeah.
So, like I said, so of course, and I think we always talk about this, like everything that you post and like, link, anything will always be there to follow you. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. We will be right back. We want to talk about Gabrielle Union. Our girl Gabby and what she's going through with BET as well as Twitter and a new update that they're trying. So keep it locked here. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back. We are back with the GSMC Golden State Media Concepts Social News. Yeah, social media news.
Social media news.
Ooh. Hey, Pauline. Hit that note.
Yeah,
hit
you're that. A singer.
Oh, yes. No.
Social media
We'll have
news.
To add some auto-tune to that or something.
That would be so cool. That's hilarious. So back to today's news. Miss Gabrielle Union. She's yes. actually suing BET for a breach of contract in regards to her show being Mary Jane.
Yeah, so it's a really good show, so mm-hmm. it's unfortunate that it's like coming to this, but according to the court documents, the actress maintains that she signed on for the Bet drama with understanding that the series would shoot no more than 13 episodes per season.
Yes.
And Union did not want to commit it to more episodes to allow her to work in film. And yeah. now they're just trying to, like,
they're trying to get out of paying her more.
Yeah, and they're trying to breach the contract and just condense the episodes so they can get everything they need to get done right. as far as the show done. And just, like, they're trying to pull one over on Gabrielle. And she's like, no. But my question to you girls is, like, if you were working as an actress for one of these networks and you were with them for years, right?
Yeah.
Would you turn around and sue your company over $15,000?
Yes. Because it's a contract thing.
It's a contract. At the end of the day, this isn't.
It's not just he say, she say, and like, oh, you hurt my feelings. This is like my contract. Like, we came to an agreement. Mm-hmm. This is what we signed off on. And now you're trying to, and that's the thing though, because on the other side, because I was thinking about that, why would BET try to bamboozle her when they do have such a long working relationship together? And I'm sure that because with the success of the show and things like that, that they could have came to another agreement to either extend the contract or make some different changes to it so that everybody would be involved. And I'm sure, I don't know Gabrielle, because like, I mean, I'm just common. Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know her, but I don't, she doesn't strike me as a woman who would just turn around and sue right and left out of nowhere just because her feelings got hurt or something like that. You know, like, I feel also, like, go ahead.
Because reports are saying that, they're only supposed to be 13 episodes maximum, but they're 10 episode seasons. So both seasons should be a minimum of 10 episodes per season for season 4 and 5.
Right.
If they try to minimize this into one season, she loses over $165,000 for season 5.
See,
so
and
I would, of course,
that
sue them.
Alone,
like,
too.
You can't. This is messing up my money. This is breach of contract. So at the end of the day,
right.
I don't, I'm not, this is not about
that has nothing
our personal
to do
relationship.
With relationship.
You are now doing things that
you're doing the dirty.
You, exactly. You're doing the dirty.
But
you shouldn't do
it,
that.
I guess it really sucks for her because the BET CEOs probably make so much money and she knows this company has money and the whole show is happening because of her. But when I was reading this article, I was more surprised at the fact that she only makes $150,000 a season. I thought it would be way more.
Way more. And it is. It's because she's actually getting... So some reports were kind of confusing what it was as far as her terms for pay. And so Gabrielle receives $150,000 per episode under season 4.
Yeah, because some people were making the speculation that she was just receiving that whole amount
for all
that
the episodes.
Whole
no, so it's $150,000
probably
per episode. And then for season 5, she was slated to get that bonus and getting that raise. And so it was going to be $165,000
per
episode that fell under season 5.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I think that that's another reason why she's kind of upset and things, because if all of this is going to be crammed into one season, then
she's
I'm only getting paid
$150,000
for each episode, when some of these episodes I should have been getting an extra $15,000 for.
And that's 10 episodes at least. 10 episodes the minimum times another $15,000.
That's a lot of money.
They're definitely trying to play her.
She's losing almost $150,000 itself.
So, yeah. And I think that that is why. And I think that's the only reason why I personally, like, as a business, because that's the thing. I would try. I believe I would sue BET.
Oh, of course.
If I were in her shoes, I agree with it.
They are downing her on a whole season amount
and
of
honestly,
money. 165
BET
times 13
needs being Mary Jane. Like,
thank you.
Let's be. I you know BET. It's all, you know.
I don't know what other shows
we gotta work it up.
It really puts them on the map.
Yeah, I'm not sure what other shows there
especially
are,
especially recently because they got rid of The Game.
Yeah, they're not.
They
as
got
many
rid
shows
of
like Be Mary Jane. That's like reoccurring series.
And so and
like
because
a real show.
Gabrielle has a lot of other projects that she's working on.
She don't need that show. If she didn't want it.
Things like that, I think she's being courteous.
Yeah, they should be bowing down to her or working around her.
But and honestly, it just has to do with the fact that they're trying to go against a contract, like an agreement that was already signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, and then what's crazy is like reports are quoting saying that in the suit, she says prior to signing on, Union was a movie star and didn't want to commit to a typical network TV series. She was assured by BET that they would do everything that was required in regards to paying her and making sure that every episode was done correctly.
Right.
So since now things are going to the left and it wasn't something that she necessarily even wanted to get herself involved in at all. Mm-hmm. But then she portrayed her, because honestly speaking, when that show first came out and it was being Mary Jane, I saw the commercials. I was honestly surprised that someone as Gabrielle Union's stature and who she portrays herself out to be as a actress, that she was on that show. And then it was called Being Mary Jane. Like, so I found that to be interesting as well, too, that she just went to being a reoccurring TV series actress. Well, she was always on in movies.
Right.
From the jump, from when she was younger on into now, she still is in movies. So being in this show and now a TV show is something that you have to dedicate a lot of your time into. people who are on, who are actresses on shows.
It's like a everyday thing.
It's like a decade long thing that those shows end up being years long, and they're on that. That's their job, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially as an actor, I understand her point of view because you're there every day, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 hours. You have to wake up at 4 a.m., get into hair and makeup, whatever it is, you know, it's never ending. So you put your blood, sweat, and tears into it.
Exactly. Blood, sweat, and tears, and money, and time, and all
right.
That.
So, so I get it. So, hopefully, they will be able to come to some type of agreement soon, so that it can just be settled. And because I know that being Mary Jane has a lot of fans, I know that there's a lot of people that enjoy that show, and would probably hate for it to just abruptly end.
I wouldn't hate for it to end. Yeah.
Yeah. So, when we come back, we want to discuss with you guys some changes that are coming to Twitter. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. So now we're going to talk about how our Twitter is testing replacing Moments with a new Explore tab on mobile. Personally, I don't know how I feel about this because I love looking up Moments. What about you guys?
Oh, you like the Moments?
I like it.
I don't know how it's going to necessarily change so much, you know?
Well, this time, right. Like, the company is thinking about replacing what they introduced last fall. And so it would just help us track breaking news better.
Yeah, because I don't like the Moments, honestly, on my phone. Like, when I'm on the desktop, I don't care.
I've only used it on the computer, so yeah. I guess I can't.
On a desktop, I'm totally fine with it. But when it comes to like my phone, I don't mm-hmm. I never use it, so
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
so
what I was really gonna say me. As well, like I've never actually utilized that tab, even if it changes to Explore. What are we exploring? Are they gonna make it more, try to make it more like Snapchat Explore?
Well, please? The thing is, so Twitter wants to be like a live events company, which means Snapchat. Improving its discovery tool. So they want to evolve in the ways, like, you're right, Snapchat's going, and Instagram did the same thing like Snapchat, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're trying to go in that flow too. But do you guys think they should stay in their lane or continue flowing on?
I think that they should always try to change in some ways, because yeah. if people aren't necessarily utilizing that tab
function,
already
yeah.
it was like we weren't mm-hmm. maybe you change it into something that people will utilize. And the simple fact that people get a lot of their breaking news from social media first,
so I think I would actually like
so
that
I would
better.
Actually yeah, even if it did resemble Snapchat a lot in mm-hmm. ways, you know, so what, I still want to see the information. So because Snapchat makes themselves like Twitter as well too, when you can like see pictures, but then it's an article with the picture and you're reading the article mm-hmm. through the Discover page. Mm-hmm. So they can have their own type of things to discover, but have it be on Twitter versus it be on Snapchat. Because I think that it will be beneficial for them. Because when you do go on the Moments page now, it just has its different sections of, you know, celebrities, politics, U.S. news. But mm-hmm. it's like, who cares about those moments? Like, what are these moments of, and what classifies it to be a moment, you know?
Right, yeah,
like
very true.
It's like, oh, Rihanna gives
and
Jaden
sometimes
a gift.
It's not really all that updated, because there's times when you'll go on to the Moments page, like when mm-hmm. I'm on my desktop and things like that, and I'll look up, like, something might be on there on the under one of the tabs on the Moments page, and then you'll click on the tweet or whatever it is, and you'll read up on
it's
it.
It's deleted.
And it's, no, well, not even, well, it'll be deleted, or like the news that it is like from earlier this year, like March time. So I'm like, okay, this is a moment to me mm-hmm. is something like in the moment. So I want it to be more recent. Yeah, I can understand
I don't even like how it's 5 hours ago.
Yeah. Like, you know, I like it to be long. Really, really current. And a lot of times it is depending like on like the sports page and things like that. Sometimes it'll be more updated, like entertainment page. It'll like if something is breaking right then and there. Mm-hmm. But if it's not, it's really just old stuff just being regurgitated.
It just depends when you get on there. So far, I've had good experiences because anytime I've gone on there, I guess something is just breaking out and that they've covered it, right?
Yeah.
So, and I see a lot of like media related news, not like entertainment and celebrities. It's like, oh, BlackBerry and this and that.
It depends on what tab you go on Moments.
Oh, so I guess I just go on the most popular one, like whatever's like popular.
The first one is just like news.
Okay, so that's the one I've been using
right now.
Okay, so I can say I like the news one.
Yeah, they have NFL, they have news, sports, entertainment, fun, today, elections. Yeah,
I go on the fun one just so that I can see like stuff to make me laugh.
But this is interesting too because they've changed this tab multiple times on the Twitter updates. It used to be the trending topic, the hashtag.
Yep.
So my thing is that where the moments is still necessarily coming from, it's still generating from trending. They just changed the word
and
changed the graphics of how we're able to look at it because, you know, like I guess Trump's debate would be trending and that would be something why they would put it in the election tab. But other than that, where are they getting these moments from?
Yeah, just because some of them are old.
In regards to celebrity news, some of it's old. So are people still necessarily hashtagging and trending this stuff? So it's making it pop up in moments and making it think that it's still current news when it's kind of already died off.
Yeah. Right. And it's just like, oh. Because sometimes like I'll go and then I'm like, oh, I remember this.
They're like late to the party sometimes. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I honestly hope in... I give them credit if they do try to change their moments page and make it into more of an explore page. And it does resemble Snapchat in a way because Snapchat calls it their featured, but it just gives you all these, you know, into the now live event stuff, like not even necessarily live, but just different magazine covers, different stuff like that, that you would potentially want to be more involved in than what anyone on Twitter hashtagged and it grouped together to socialize us all together.
Right. Like,
I didn't care to know about what they knew about just because they hashtagged and tweeted it. I want to know about just what's interesting in the world today in general, not just what Twitter Nation wants to hear about.
Oh, gotcha.
You know? So I feel like that's what Snapchat does for you. It just puts out just normal everything. Cause like Snapchat, they'll show you like the Daily Mail updates. Mm-hmm. They'll show you the Cosmo updates, like just certain magazine covers and certain magazines that are reoccurring every day so that we don't feel like we're searching for the information. The information is there for us to access.
Right. No, I get it. So Ravina, tell us, we're getting ready to wrap up this episode, but of course we want to discuss it's election season, like it's coming in just a few weeks. It's right around the corner. Actually, some of us, I just received like my mail-in ballot, like if and things like that. So celebrities have always been involved when it comes to trying to encourage
and endorse
different candidates or just encourage people to vote regardless.
Yeah.
And so Ravina, what is sparking up some interest in voting now?
Well, apparently people need to see some boobs in order to vote. That's just what it's coming to. And especially Katy Perry has been getting naked. There's celebrities getting naked for Hillary Clinton. Have you heard that? Like specifically for
Hillary. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like trying to encourage people to vote literally just by, you know, doing kind of streak running in ways, not necessarily running, but just publicizing their nude bodies to encourage everybody to vote.
Like Perry was explaining that she briefly scanned the Constitution and she learned that there's no law dictating what you can wear while you're voting. And that's how she's encouraging people to follow her along for the ride.
So there is on social media, you can see it's kind of like a commercial. It's like a little clip to where Katy Perry is encouraging us to vote, and she's wearing her pajamas. She looks like she just got out of bed.
She's there's been a partnership with Rock the Vote for celebrities to use as a nonprofit for them to encourage people to vote as well.
Yeah, and that video that Pauline is talking about is from Get Funny or Die Trying, which is always good content. So.
And so if you guys are interested, you guys can definitely watch that little commercial preview thing featuring Katy Perry and a lot of other people encouraging them to vote. But regardless of what, and I guess this is kind of like the theme of the commercial.
Well, yeah, because I think they're trying to get people, the reason that they're, even though it sounds bad, but they're using nudity and getting naked because it's funny. It's promoting for the youth. I mean, you know, in younger kids society, some people, that might be the only thing on their minds. So if that's what's on their minds, put that in their mind and make them go vote.
So when you think of naked Katy Perry, you're going to think of Hillary Clinton.
No, when you think of naked Katy Perry, you're going to think of her telling you to go vote.
To just vote. It doesn't matter what you wear, or you can mail it in even.
Exactly.
So just vote. Doesn't matter who you vote for and what you want to, or who you want to win president, as long as you vote, because there's nothing worse than knowing that you have a say and not speaking up. So that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Tasia, tell them where they can find us.
You can find us on our network website at gsmcpodcast.com, as well as Stitcher, Google Play. You can follow us on Twitter, as well as like us on Facebook. And where else, Pauline?
You can also find us on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Yes.
So it's been fun. I'm Pauline.
I'm Tasia.
And I'm Ravina.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.